Hello, everyone in Audio Mo Land. This is Darcy with day 4 of Audio Mo for June the 4th. I guess I really don't need to say both the day number and the month number because they're always going to be the same. So I'll try to remember that. So I was listening to other people's Audio Mos and I heard one from Ivan Fetch. And honestly, going forward, I won't just keep responding to other people's Audio Mos, kind of piggybacking off other people's topics. I'll come up with my own stuff, but couldn't really think of much today. But I did see this topic that was interesting, and the Audio Mo from Ivan Fetch was about useful Mac software, and he mentioned some great stuff. So I would check out that post if you haven't heard it. I had to mention a couple picks of my own that he didn't mention, and they're things that I can't really imagine not having anymore. The first one is Hazel. I'm not going to give the URLs here because I think you should be able to find, if you Google these things, you'll be able to find them. The first one is Hazel, and Hazel is it's a preference pane. And it's basically a tool to automate file management. And basically what you do is you set a bunch of folders for it to monitor, and then you set a bunch of rules for each of those folders to, you know, when a file ends up there, do something with it. So I have a lot of folders, or I have a lot of rules, for example, in my downloads folder. Because if stuff goes in there, I may want to do something with it. I have a rule that if it's an audio file, and I haven't done anything with it for, I think it's like an hour or something, then I move it to a special folder, a subfolder off of downloads, just to kind of keep my downloads folder a little organized, because it can quickly blow up and become total chaos. So that's a simple one. But I will, like, you can also have it, when I do my podcasts, I have a lot of extra files lying around afterwards, like, you know, the various source files, or if I have different versions of it while editing, I can clean those up after a while because I don't need them anymore once the podcast is posted. So there's all kinds of stuff like that. You can get as simple or as complicated as you want. You can have different scripts get processed. I don't use this one anymore, but I used to have, because I used to have a TiVo, and you could log into the TiVo with a web interface and download the various things it recorded. I used to have some Hazel rules that once the file had been downloaded, it would run a whole bunch of scripts on it and a whole bunch of command line tools that would, you know, decrypt the file so it was a regular video file, and then extract the audio track from the file, and then delete the original file. Because sometimes, usually, if I was downloading a something off my TiVo, I just wanted the audio. So you could do things like that. It also maintains your trash, so you can set it to only let the trash get so big, or delete files in there that are more than a certain number of days old. So you can do that. It also has a feature where, and a lot of other apps do this, where when you uninstall an app, you remove it from the apps folder into the trash or whatever, it will ask, Hazel will notice that and ask if you want to delete all the support files that are still lying around. And that can be really useful. So, it's a neat little app. You have to buy it, but it is, it's worth it. I think you get, is it like a 15-day trial or something like that? And you can find it if it works for you. The second one I want to mention is an app called Call Recorder. Now, there's a couple different versions for this. There's Call Recorder for Skype, and there's Call Recorder for FaceTime. I use Call Recorder for Skype for podcasting, and you can also do this with Audio Hijack Pro, but what I like about Call Recorder is it's just a plugin that gets installed into Skype, and I have it set to automatically start recording every time I do a Skype call. And so afterwards, I have the recording. And again, I have Hazel do some certain things. Like there are certain things I will call that I'll never want recorded, and it will delete those calls. Or calls that have been laying around for a while, I can delete them too. But anyway, what it does is it saves it as a multi-track QuickTime file. And while it's recording, you can put markers in it and when you're done. And there's a tool that comes with it that lets you do stuff with that file once it's done. You actually can record video as well if you need to, but I never need to, so it doesn't matter. But you can... what I have that the tool do that it comes with, the movie tool, is extract the two audio tracks as separate AIFF files. At that point, I can bring them into to Amadeus Pro, so then I've got a multi-track file, you know, with me on one track and the other Skype participants on the other track. And that's how I've been doing accessibility. So it's useful. Like I said, I like it because it just automatically records without me having to think about it. And I can put markers in, which Amadeus Pro can get those markers. So if, say, during the podcast, I know there's going to be a topic change or something's really gone off the rails and I know I'm going to have to edit, I can put markers in to make it a little easier when editing time comes around. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is only relevant if you are into the command line, like if you use the Unix command line on the Mac, and that is Homebrew. And if you've ever used any type of version of Linux, then you've probably used a package manager where there are commands to install additional pieces of software and remove them and see which versions you have and automatically upgrade them and stuff like that. And there's a lot of Unix tools that OS X doesn't come with by default, and Homebrew allows you to easily add them. There's the command you can put, I'm trying to remember now even what it is. I have to type it. I think it's like, brew space install, and if you know the name of the thing you want, and then it just goes out and gets it. If there's any packages that depend on it, or that it needs, it will go get those dependencies as well. So if you do a search for Mac Homebrew, you should be able to find it, and you'll get all the instructions on how to get it installed. This is probably only, well, it might be useful if for any number of reasons. If you do anything from the command line, you might find you need it. I found lots of times in the past where I've used FFmpeg from the command line to do various audio-related things, and so you can use that to keep that up to date. Or if you're a developer and maybe you want like the latest version of Python or something like that, because the one OS X comes with is apparently old. So there's a lot of options there. So, and it's free. Homebrew is free. The other two pick things I said are you have to buy them. But Homebrew is definitely free. So, anyway, hopefully people found some of that useful. And I will be back with another AudioMo tomorrow.